gospel lesson is found on page 933 in your Bibles. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we can come together to worship you. We do so as your sheep coming before a loving and caring shepherd. This morning we ask that as we are gathered here, you will give us ears attentive to your voice. Help us to hear what you are saying to each of us and all of us, that we might live faithfully together as your sheep. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. The picture we get of Jesus in today's lessons is very different from the ones I remember seeing as a kid. There are countless variations depicting the theme of Jesus as shepherd. You've seen them, I'm sure. Some are almost like photographs, and it makes me wonder if they had Polaroids back then. But some of the, like, for example, Jesus holding the lamb in his arms or carrying it draped over his shoulders. Jesus standing watch over the flock peacefully grazing in the field. Or Jesus escorting the sheep along the road to the safety of the pen to spend the night. Those are wonderful pictures, aren't they? I was curious about whether I was remembering correctly, however, and so I went to Google Images to see the bazillion pictures posted there. And sure enough, I type in Jesus the Shepherd and all these different pictures come up. Sure enough, it was pretty much as I remembered. All of the same kinds of scenes. But in each one, something was missing. Dirt. Jesus and the sheep all looked pristine, more like pictures from an L.L. Bean catalog than from real life. I've seen real life sheep and I've seen real life shepherds. In each case, there was always dirt. In the first few weeks of this Easter season, we have been focusing on the reality of the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, he died on the cross and was buried, but on the third day he rose again, just as he had said, just as he had talked about repeatedly with his disciples beforehand. Well, today we sort of step back in time to when Jesus was explaining who he is and what it means to put our trust in him. Here he is using the classic picture of himself being the shepherd of his sheep. I say classic picture because it is one used throughout the scriptures in describing the Lord's relationship with his people. The prayer from Nehemiah speaks of the Lord's shepherding activity, how he called and delivered and led and provided for his people through the ages. real life journeys which involve plenty of sweat and dirt and toil. Psalm 23 captures the same kinds of things in that classic affirmation of what is true for individuals as well as the whole flock. The Lord is my shepherd. His presence and his work permeating our real lives as he uses his rod and his staff to feed and lead and protect and comfort us. Did you notice it's not his cell phone and selfie stick that he uses, but the real life tools of a shepherd? Peter speaks of the suffering Jesus endured for us on the cross. How Jesus, as our shepherd, laid down his life, bore our sins, so that by his wounds we are healed. Our shepherd is our Savior. Well, all of that is captured in the picture Jesus himself paints for us in today's gospel lesson. He shows himself to be our shepherd and Savior in ways that involve getting his hands dirty. In the first six verses, Jesus describes what was probably a type of a village co-op arrangement. Ken Bailey, who lived in that region for over 40 years, explains how it worked. At night, the shepherds of the village would bring their sheep into town for safekeeping in a communal sheep pen. And the doorkeeper would keep watch as sort of a nighttime security guard. In the morning, the shepherds would come back around, each showing his ID badge to the guard, and be led into the sheep pen to gather his own sheep. Each shepherd would lead his own sheep out to the pastures by calling to them by name. I can just hear it. Come on, Fred. Let's go, Matilda. What do you name sheep? I mean, you get the idea. Because the sheep knew their shepherd and recognized his voice and trusted him to lead them to food and water, they would follow the shepherd. Back in March, we heard about Jesus healing the man who had been born blind. Do you remember that? Allowing him to see for the first time in his life. Don't know if you realize it, but that occurs in the chapter immediately preceding this one and is a case in point of what Jesus is talking about here. If you recall, Jesus got his hands dirty as he made clay to apply to the man's eyes. The man healed was tossed out by the skeptical leaders because they did not recognize Jesus for who he is. Well, after that happened, Jesus found the guy and invited him into fellowship to choose to be one of the sheep who follow Jesus as the shepherd. Not surprisingly, the blind man, or I should say, formerly blind man, was more than eager to do so. Sadly, the leaders refused to see Jesus for who he is and therefore were lost in their own blindness. What's going on here? Don't miss what has been described as the wonderful combination of divine sovereignty in the shepherd's call and human response in hearing, recognizing, and following the shepherd. He calls us, but it is up to each one of us to respond. For us to know Jesus as our shepherd carries with it strong correlations to those dynamics. That is the point Jesus is making. Jesus is the legitimate shepherd designated by the Father. He is neither a thief nor an impostor, but the authentic shepherd sent by the Father to care for us as his sheep. Through the Old Testament prophets, God had promised that he himself would come to shepherd his flock. Jesus is pointing to himself as the fulfillment of that promise. As our shepherd, Jesus does not just look at his flock as a big glob of wet, dirty, smelly wool. No, he knows each one of us by name. He knows how we like to be scratched behind the ears. He knows where we have bruises and sores. But he gives himself to each of us at the same time as he gives himself to all of us. He calls us into fellowship with himself, which brings us into fellowship with one another. I like how Rod Whitaker puts it in his commentary on John. He wrote, "The salvation Jesus brings is personal, but not merely individual. He knows each sheep by name, but salvation is membership in a community, the community that is called and guided and provided for by Christ." Jesus calls us into the community of his flock, sheep with names, living together with other sheep with names. And he promises to lead us to green pastures and still waters, even though we may travel through barren terrain or stormy seas to get there. The question that comes to each of us is whether or not we will follow him as our shepherd, following him faithfully in a way that may not clear up all our confusion over expectations and frustrations and demands and disappointments, but staying with him because we know that we are his and ultimately he's going to get us home. We'll be known as his sheep by following him together as members of his flock. I think of the cartoon I saw recently. It showed a church building that had a sign out in front of the church. And on the sign, it was printed, "Sunday services, some assembly required." Think about it. Genuine sheep assemble in flocks called together by the shepherd. To be Jesus' sheep means we will be part of Jesus' flock. As Jesus said, he came that we may have life and may have it abundantly. It starts with trusting him as our Savior and is lived out in the context of active participation in the life of his flock. There may be such a thing as a lone wolf, but the Lord never intended us to live as lone sheep. Even though there may be times when we bite and kick each other, when we get dirty and smelly and are pretty needy, we'll only thrive as we stay together with Jesus, our shepherd. We like the sentiment, as Dallas Willard once observed, "The Lord is my shepherd" is written on many more tombstones than lives. For that to be authentic, we need to commit ourselves to being Jesus' sheep. But that is nothing more than he has already given us as the shepherd. As shepherd, Jesus has shown himself committed to us as his sheep, committed to the ultimate extent of laying down his life for us. A total commitment expressed in the cross, a powerful commitment demonstrated in the resurrection. The Lamb of God is the great shepherd of the sheep. As such, he is committed to caring for us. Because he lives, he is able to do so. And because we belong to him, our problems are his problems. Even when it seems to have all gone wrong, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know he is with us. He cares not at a distance, but as one who came and got his hands dirty and so knows firsthand. As one person wrote, he knows as one who tastes the salt of our tears. And his loving care always seeks our very best. And as our shepherd, Jesus is committed to getting us home. Through him, we become part of the flock, and with him, we have eternal life. That is his promise. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us as sheep without a shepherd. In your compassion, you sent your Son, Jesus, to be the good shepherd, whose love compelled him to lay down his life for us to be our Savior. But now he has risen and he lives to continue that wonderful work that he does in our lives to shepherd us as your people. Lord, help us to be faithful sheep, to listen carefully for his voice, and when he calls, to respond with joy, because we know where he's leading will be the best for us there can possibly be. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.